Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Getting serious about democracy in Egypt. Voters go to the polls. Will they be looking to elect stability or democracy or both? Making it all legal in Egypt. On this Monday, November 28th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We have voices from the polling places around Cairo this morning, a look at the holiday football action and the Christmas present from the NBA to all those worried fans. Also, the In the Spirit of Xmas in the pop song department, When the Music Outside is Frightful. We'll take a look at what constitutes a holiday pop song later on this hour. But you're talking about actually improving on the popular song. Takeaways, the season's rants that says what we can do and what we can't, writes Mary, who has a new lyric for the season. Take away the selfish style that values stuff over a silly smile. One of the lyrics that listeners are helping to crowdsource a new holiday song. Find out how to be a part of it at facebook.com/thetakeaway. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
Syracuse University has fired longtime associate head basketball coach Bernie Fine after an investigation into accusations that he sexually abused two former ball boys. The university chancellor made the decision after a third accuser came forward. Fine has called the allegations patently false. Overseas, Egyptians are going to the polls for the first time since an uprising led to the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. Ahmed Sami is the director of the Egyptian Alliance for Monitoring Elections.
Some people are just striking in Tahrir Square. They want to move the military generals from power peacefully. And some people also is running to participate with their votes in the polling stations.
We're going to have more about the Egyptian elections in just a few minutes.
But first, the Black Friday weekend. They calculated the numbers and it reaped a record amount of cash for retailers, according to reports from Shopper Track and the National Retail Federation. 226 million shoppers spent a whopping $11.4 billion over the four-day holiday. The average consumer shelled out just under $400, and stores are hoping to lure in more customers today as the so-called Cyber Monday gets underway for online shoppers. An American Airlines jet made an emergency landing in Buffalo after the pilot reported smoke in the cockpit. Flight 77 was en route from New York to San Francisco, and the crew declared an emergency. All 173 passengers were taken off the plane. No injuries were reported.
Some news out of Los Angeles, where it's just past 3 in the morning local time. The deadline for Occupy LA protesters to leave their encampment has come and gone. LAPD officers in helmets and face shields with batons drawn are blocking a downtown intersection near LA City Hall, where occupiers are trying to hold their ground. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa gave the demonstrators a deadline of midnight to vacate the park before officers would be forced to move in. No arrests have yet been made. And in sports, Tim Tebow keeps on getting it done. His Denver Broncos took down the Chargers in overtime. The Jets made a last-minute touchdown to come out on top against Buffalo. Very exciting game. And Sebastian Janikowski kicked 6 field goals. That's a team record for Oakland.
Yeah, not an exciting game there.
No, but they're trying to find something exciting out of it. A record for Oakland with the field goals. Oakland beat the Bears 25-20. We're going to talk more about football and also that NBA deal with our Takeaway sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, later this hour.
Looking at markets, Asian and Europeans are up and futures are way up this morning on a whole lot of news. The Dow gets underway at 11,231. The S&P opens at 1,158. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,120. Coming up.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Hey, they didn't write the song, but they sure knew how to sell it. Musicians Drew and Ellie Holcomb join us this hour to talk about what makes a holiday song sparkle whether it's a cover or an original, and we're getting Takeaway listeners to help make an original ourselves. Be part of the project. Craft a lyric to send our way. We'll take the best ones. We'll try to put them into a holiday song to debut in a few weeks. We'll see how all this goes, folks, but all we do know is that the quality of your participation ensures that we won't fall flat on our face, or at least it won't be completely our fault if we fall flat on our face. Be a part of the blame, okay? Find out at facebook.com/thetakeaway. But first, parliamentary elections underway in Egypt after a week of mass protests. We'll go right to the streets of Cairo for just an update.